Continuing post-game coverage here on 94.3 KNIA of the Norwalk Warriors. The boys defeat Des Moines Lincoln tonight 55-32. Now on today's Lely Radio Sports Page Spotlight, we're joined by a couple of the seniors for Norwalk, Reddick Bourne and Aiden Harder. And guys, it took a while tonight. I know you had a tough one with Lincoln last year as well up there. They play hard on defense. What kind of turned things around for you in the third quarter there as you're able to pull away?
I think at halftime we kind of just looked in the mirror and kind of saw some things that we were doing wrong in the first half and kind of took some accountability and came out with a lot better energy and, just did it all on defense.
Aiden, your thoughts?
Yeah, to Reddick's point, halftime locker room, we talked a lot about energy, and we also talked about how they're just a really gritty team and they were going to come out and press us like that, and our approach needed to change, so we just needed to be more secure with the ball, and that's what we did coming out after half.
Aiden, you were really feeling it tonight out there in the first half. 5 3-pointers in the first half, 7 for the game. And really, you found your sweet spot there at the top of the key early, hit about 3 in a row.
Yeah, the easy part is shooting the ball. The hard part is finding an open teammate and getting the ball. So all that credit to my guys. They found me when I was open, and they made my life easy on that part. I was just knocking them down.
So you still got the fingers a little bit taped up. Doesn't seem to be affecting you out there, though.
Yeah, maybe not a little bit, it's whatever.
Right. How good does it feel for you to be back out there and playing Friday night? You made your debut. You got 3 games under your belt now. How are you feeling?
Good. To be honest, the first part coming back, conditioning was a little different than I expected. I was a little out of shape, but the energy in this gym and the fan base that we have is phenomenal. So just getting back out to play and being with my guys again, it was amazing. Great experience.
And Reddick, you end up with 8 points in the second half tonight. Parks was doing a pretty good job on you there through the first half, but it looked like you stayed within yourself. You just kind of let your teammates shoulder a lot of the offensive load. You found people for assists, and then you picked your spots there in the second half to get some.
Yeah, I think their game plan, they did a really good job. Like you said, he did a really good job on me defensively. And then kind of their teammates kind of loading up on me. But I thought, like you said, I kind of let some of my teammates take a bigger load. And I thought they did a nice job of knocking shots down when needed.
How good does it feel for you to have this guy back, Aiden Harder, joining you for the last 3 games?
Yeah, it's been great, especially tonight. Obviously knocking down a bunch of shots, but just him being around at practice and during the games, it just brings a whole different vibe to our team, so it's been great.
Now, Saturday you took on West Des Moines Valley here. It was a 51-41 loss, a great defensive battle there. What did that game do for you guys? What did you learn from it? What did you take away from it?
I think, playing a great team like Valley does a lot for us and does a lot. Kind of playing those teams is kind of better than playing maybe a 3A or 2A team, just because they are bigger and stronger and, a team we're going to have to get through to make the state tournament. So it was good just competing with those guys and obviously a lot of fun. But, taking care of business tonight was good, and then hopefully we can get one on Thursday.
Yeah, like Reddick said, Valley's a tough opponent. They always come ready to play, so it's good to get those kind of looks before sub-state and all that business. But on Thursday, we got another tough one, so we'll have another good matchup and see what we're made of again.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk seniors Reddick Bourne and Aiden Harder after the win over Des Moines Lincoln tonight. And let's talk about that Dallas Center Grimes game. Last year you went up there, I think you played from behind most of the way. You made a great comeback late and won the game in overtime. A couple years before that, or a year before that, it was 7 overtimes between you guys. It's going to be a battle. What's going to be key for you guys to come out on top? It's a big one for the little Hawkeye.
Yeah, I think just bringing some energy. I know Coach Rankin does a good job of getting those guys ready to play, and they always have a great game plan. So I think just going into their gym, we're going to have to bring a lot of energy and just kind of play within ourselves. Not do too much, but I felt like tonight was a great kind of game to get us ready for that, and obviously tomorrow practice, get prepared.
Yeah, both schools in the Little Hawkeye Conference, as you mentioned, both recently kind of joined 4A and are thriving. Just 2 great teams, and I'm really excited to get to play against them. They have a lot of great players.
That'll, of course, be the last game before Christmas break. It's a long Christmas break this year. You won't play again until January 9th. What are you going to try to get done over that holiday break there to make this team get better? Because last year, January and February, is when you guys really took it to another level.
Yeah, I think just getting closer as a group comes at practice and working hard, and I think, getting some good scrimmages in with maybe some other different schools over break will be good, and just coming out with kind of a different mindset than we did at the start of the year. So,
Yeah, like Reddick said, no days off. Take it easy on Christmas food.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we let you go, Reddick, I want to talk about your accomplishment here recently. Last Tuesday at Lewis Central, you went over 1,000 points for your career. Just what did it mean to you to get that milestone?
Yeah, it was really cool. It's obviously something I've kind of dreamed of, you know, kind of seeing my brother do it, and Luke Vasky and some other people in the program. So it was definitely cool to reach that mark. But I think I kind of owe it to the coaching staff and all the players I've played with. They allow me to kind of do my thing and score the ball. And, you know, it was obviously a proud accomplishment, but we got some bigger things to take care of. So,
and Aiden, what does it mean to see a teammate like that go over 1,000 points?
Yeah, Reddick does score the ball a lot, but on the floor he's a playmaker and he can do everything. So I wouldn't want anybody else to score over 1,000. It's been great playing along his side for the last 3 years. I feel like he's made me a better player just in general, and he's a great teammate.
That's Norwalk seniors Reddick Bourne and Aiden Harder after a big win tonight. Guys, thanks a lot. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.